What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. Can't you see? You belong to me. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and today we're going to be breaking down Every Breath You Take, Decoded. You belong to me. Every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. Are we being watched? From the time that you're born into this world to the day that you leave, are you being watched? Are you being controlled over? Well, that's what we're going to discuss here for this presentation, Every Breath You Take. I've had this on shelf for a long time, but I have another decode coming out. It will be on this topic right here, which you do not want to miss. And I'm going to be showing a few slides from this NPC decoded non-player character. Are you a non-player character? Every Breath You Take decoded. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's break this sucker down, shall we? So the title of the song is a dead giveaway. I don't really have to go into too much with the numbering output for this. Let's just use the basic fundamentals. 64 squares on a chessboard, 64 possible codons in our DNA, 64 numbers of the ancient I Ching system, which is used in the human design if you're a fan of that system. 64 is the element gadolinium, the god element. 64 is the king of swords in the tarot deck, which is the king of spades. So many layers to this. The 6 and the 4. But ladies and gentlemen, it was really the single from the album Synchronicity that was the big reveal for this decode. It was released on the 13th of May. And the 1983 is another humdinger as well. 19 and then the 8 and the 3. And you've been paying attention. The 8 and the 3 is tied to the I Am. This is big, this right here. But 13 tied to death. It's tied to life. Tied to illumination. A luminary body. Spirit coming down to play out matter. What does that look like? Every breath you take, you belong to me. Well, let's look at this date on the calendar. And as I often do, I take both days, or both the common and the leap year, and put them together. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that the leap year for May 13th is going to be the 134th day of the year. Now, I know 1983 wasn't a leap year, but again, as a decoder, I like to observe as many layers as I can to put this code into perspective. So the 134 is a permutation of pi, and pi is the perfect circle that we're living on. Pi is the prison that you're in. It's a beautiful one. The 133, the 134, and when you bring this together, you get the 267. This is a big, big, big marker for this. This is tied to the 104 on the periodic table. And we can go and branch off into that. But the 267, why is this a big deal? Because When we bring it into mathematics, into the string of the golden ratio, to use this methodology, bringing numbers into the string of the golden ratio, and then bringing it back into the primes in mathematics, using numerology to get the spoken word, you can start to see patterns emerge. And the 267 occupies digit 197 through 199. 197 is the 45th prime number, which is tied to many amazing words. One of them is Pandora's box. Fallen angels equals 45. Pandora's box. 199 is the 46th prime number. It's tied to our DNA. And then it's tied to this. I did the Spit You Out preview. I've shown this in Prison Planet, my Prison Planet series, the Spit You Out. I did a live preview. Did a preview just for the Patreons. Big shout out to all you Patreons. Showing this scripture in Revelation 3 verses 16 saying, because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Every breath you take. We have every breath using the mouth. I will spit you out of my mouth. There's 64 letters here. Every breath you take is 64. And there's 17 words. And the 17 is the star card. Okay? Getting spit out of the game. That's what I believe this means. Some of you don't want to be here anymore. I get it. But you can see the connecting points here. And the question now is, whoever purposely chose this date, are they aware of all this information? Are they aware of Pandora's box being tied to this and the 197? This is gold, by the way. The element gold, the 79th element on the periodic table, is got an isotope 197. It's most abundant. So I will spit you out of the Pandora's box because gold is part of Pandora's box. It's lead to gold. If you don't want to play anymore, is this a thing? Well, when we keep going, ladies and gentlemen, and we look at this release date on May 13th, and we go to the cards to get the clue, to get the picture, I'm going to use the tarot first. And I want you to consider that the pictures of the tarot tell so much about the spoken word and these days that are chosen for these songs on the calendar. May 13th is the Six of Diamonds card. Now, the reason why I have the Three of Swords here, the Three of Spades, is because the Three of Spades is the counterpart of the Six of Diamonds. And I'm going to show you how that is. So we have a six and we have a three. One digit below the 64. The Six of Diamonds or Six of Pentacles and the Three of Swords. Now notice the picture. Every breath you take, this is a card of giving. I want you to consider that this is what's giving to you. You would become one of these people on the ground wanting your food, wanting this, wanting that. And this would be the G-O-D, or this would be whatever's running this reality. And then at the same time, the counterpart to that card, which obviously represents life and the balancing of life, you have death over here. So one instance is it's giving, and then this one is it's completely taking. It's heartbreak. And when you bring the cards of illumination into this, we get the Six of Diamonds and the Three of Spades. The Six of Diamonds and the Three of Spades. So we have the six and we have the three. Now, why these two cards I'm showing you and how they're tied to May 13th? Well, I'm going to go to the cards of illumination, the typical boilerplate chart for the cards of illumination. We're going to look at May. We're going to come down to the 13th, and there is the Six of Diamonds. There's the Six of Diamonds in row 13 for May, okay? That's just want to be very crystal clear here. But then how do I get the Three of Spades? Well, because, you see, the Three of Spades is going to be the counterpart for the Six of Diamonds. It will be the counterpart for the Six of Diamonds, and this is the boilerplate chart for the cards of illumination, the Master Spirit, the Master Life configuration. There are several ways to look at this. And why I have these two cards highlighted here is because these are the two cards that are linked up to every breath you take. And you notice that it's in the upside down cross position, but if you're standing from above, it would be the cross in the right side up position. And the six of diamonds and the three of spades form the number 63, just like the words non-player character. Non-player character. I know, see, I'm suggesting here to consider that you and every single person listening to this presentation, you are a non-player character. Every single one of you. And I know many of you will not accept that. I'm just asking you to consider it. And I'm going to support that you are a non-player character. Okay? I'm going to support that. But there you go. Every breath you take, the giving and the taking. And it's in the heart position of the cross, the upside down cross. You could do it that way if you want to. And the right side up is the Jack of Hearts. You can look at it that. You have to know the card system, but I'm just giving you the bullet points here. The obvious things, that it's the six and the three, and it's tied to every breath you take. The date and the release date of this song. You belong to me. You belong to me. See? You belong to me, and when I'm done with you, you're dead. Because you need to take breaths to stay alive. That's how I see this, folks. And all of you, including myself, we are non-player characters, which means that you're not in control of your life. You're a player, yeah, but you're a non-player because you're not directly playing because you're not in control of your life. That's what the research shows. So this 63 ties right into my NPC decoded, my non-player character decoded, which I have coming out very soon. And what this is tied to, ladies and gentlemen, is sacred geometry and the flower of life and how big this symbol is on the world stage. I'm going to come back to this, but there's the clue, the connecting point, that flower life is a direct match to every breath you take. It's a direct match to non-player character. Non-player character is tied to the flower of life. And you know, Kabbalah's in here. The tree of life is in there, as well as the tree of death. Many shapes are in here. Hexagon. There's so many sacred geometry shapes in there. And if you do the research on this symbol, it's gangbuster can be traced to so many different civilization and cultures around the world, especially ancient Egypt. And I'm going to talk about that. Because they were all about the Ka and the Ba. And I think the Egyptians knew that they weren't in control of their lives. They were being used. I think they knew that. But the flower of life is tied to non-player character. Okay? The 63. Now you can see that. Okay? Let's keep going with this. So I'm going to suggest that you consider the notion, if you're a fan of theology, I want you to consider that the Holy Bible is a rendition of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It is a copy or a whisper down the lane or a translation from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. That's all it is. I'm not belittling it because it's the most popular spell book on the world stage, 1000%. But it is a translation from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. That's where it came from. Its origins are from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Okay, ancient Egypt, and then it moves into through the timeline, it's now the Holy Bible. Okay, it's from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. So I'm going to look at and how big ancient Egypt is, and my opinion is this pyramid right here has so much to do with this, how this reality works, because we're inside of a movie. That's why I have the little movie cameras around there at the bottom, just for fun. And the flower of life tied to ancient Egypt. Notice that I'm going to bring chemistry into this now, alchemy, however you want to look at it. And I'm going to look for clues. And the very first one I'm going to connect to is the flower of life being 63 right here. And I'm going to connect it right to the average isotope of copper, the 63.546. This will be isotope 64. And I will just go back up here. And there's the 64, every breath you take, you see? So we'll just filter over. It'll cross over, and this 29 from Copper will contain the 63 Every Breath You Take, Flower of Life, non-player character, and it will also contain the 64 of Every Breath You Take. Notice the icon chosen for Copper. It is two pyramids, one right side up, one upside down. This is from Cyprus, and there's more clues to that. But this is the key isotope, 63, right there. The key isotope, 63. Now, what's even more interesting here, folks, and why I know the Flower of Life's tied to non-player character in ancient Egypt and Every Breath You Take is because the latitude north of the Great Pyramid of Giza is 29 degrees north, and that's the speed of light here. 299,792 is the speed of light. That's why I have the light coming down. Because the latitude north is from the above coming down. That's why the apex of the pyramid is right there. 51 degree slope. There's a lot of clues in the pyramid. But this is no accident, I can tell you that. This is not an accident, and neither is the Flower of Life tied to the Bible and tied to the Egyptian Book of the Dead and ancient Egypt. And now you know that it's tied to non-player character. That's how big the Flower of Life is with the non-player character, which I believe every single one of us are. But wait, there's more. Let's keep going here. So let's show and discover the interesting connections between the Flower of Life, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Great Pyramid of Giza, and the Holy Bible, the most popular spellbook on the world stage. I'm going to synchronize all this, and then I'll let you be the judge, because it's always going to be about what you believe, not what I'm presenting here. I present my truth, but I'm not going to force it upon anybody. But now I'm going to go into the first book of the Torah. Now we're going to get into Judaism. And don't you worry, I'm going to get into Christianity here, which is just another form of Judaism, when I get into the New Testament. This scripture right here, which I've covered so many times, Genesis 6 verses 3. Which says, this is God talking now, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is flesh. His days shall be numbered 120 years. 63, and then 63. From Every Breath You Taste, the release date. So we have mainstream. We have Judaism in the Torah. We have the Egyptian Book of the Dead, because it's in here, trust me. We have the pyramid and the latitude north, the location on a map, and we have alchemy to bridge it all together. And how big, and copper is very electric. It's very big, okay? So is this just all mere coincidence? Or is this telling you that the spirit inside of you, the voice in your head, makes you a non-player character because you're not in control of your life? Well, I mean, it's tied right to the Flower of Life. But let's keep going. Let's give some more examples here. What about the 120 years? Why 120 years? Why were the days to be numbered 120 years? Well, here's the clue. Go right back to alchemy. And just like that, we have this element called antimony. Antimony comes from the Greek words antimonos, which means not alone. And the icon for antimony by the Royal Society of Chemistry, thank you so much for choosing that, or it choosing you, is the all-seeing eye of Horus / Ra, whatever, but it's Egyptian. So now we have the Bible tied into ancient Egypt directly, and I don't think there's any room for trying to like fit a square peg in a round. I don't think we're trying to do anything. This is synchronization, and this is what I've been shown to show you. This is the discovery that needs to be shown to you, or wants to be shown to you. So we keep going, and we go to the New Testament now. Because if you're not somebody who's a fan of the Torah, and you maybe you're into the whole New Testament and the Christianity, well, it's just Judaism. It's the same thing. Because you can't have one without the other. You can't exclude the Old Testament, because the Old Testament needs the New Testament. So we go into the New Testament, and we go into the book that Paul wrote, and it's 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19. And that says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" 63. So we have a New Testament, we have an Old Testament. My Spirit, Holy Spirit inside of you, you are not your own. The numerology of 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 is 63, matching non-player character being 63, matching flower of life being 63. Are these just all mere coincidences, or is there something to this? Ye are not your own. But this, the voice in your head, folks. So this is my last slide for this short presentation. Non-player character 63, flower of life 63, Genesis 6 verses 3, the Torah, 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19, 63. But now we bring it back into alchemy to give us another clue to perhaps solidify this position of mankind, every single human being, not being a non-player character. You see, if I take the 6 and 3 and I separate them, we did copper. This is also tied to europium. But we now separate the single digits, and we now have another layer to observe. And the 6 is carbon, which is the king of all elements, because carbon is the backbone of organic molecules. DNA, RNA, proteins, carbohydrates, these are essential for the biological processes and structures within the body. Carbon. And then lithium, which is the 3, is tied to the brain. It's tied to the brain, folks. You have the body and the brain. And now you have a complete aspect of what it means to be a human being. And there's so many other things that I'm going to be showing in this upcoming decode on the NPC. It will blow you away. I have Dungeons and Dragons. Folks, this stuff is so tight. This presentation is so tight. It will leave you scratching your head. I think there will be no doubt left in your mind to consider the fact that you are a non-player character on the world stage. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, short and sweet. That's all I got for today. My name is Logan. Decode your reality. Until next time, we will see you later.